It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now, here's Q92's sports director, Paul Ramo, with the Subway pregame show.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We have volleyball for you tonight, the Camden Conference. The La Capal Valley Eagles hosting the KMS Fighting Saints. La Capal Valley comes in with a record of 10 wins and 8 losses. KMS with a record of 8-13. Let's go through your State Farm starting lineups tonight. For the KMS Fighting Saints, number 2, Avery Joyce. She's a libero player and a senior. Number 5, Olivia Noble, 5'5" setter and a junior. Number 6, Elsa Gerdy. She's a 5'5" defensive specialist and a senior. Number 9, Katie Klapik, 5'9" outside hitter and a senior. Number 10, Evan Overcash, 5'7" middle hitter and a junior. Number 14, Sharika Olson, 5'8" outside hitter and a senior. Number 16, Taylor Hatz, 5'9" middle hitter and a senior. They're coached by Jaquel Molinar, Tammy Ruff, and Ryan Luff. La Capal Valley starters, Riley Lund. Number 1, Riley's a 5'5" setter and a senior. Number 2, Isabel Gertis, 5'5" libero player and a junior. Number 3, Alexi Wolschlager, 5'9" outside hitter and a junior. Number 4, Sheridan Evenson. Sheridan's a 5'10" outside hitter and a senior. Number 5, Jalen Lee, 5'11" middle hitter and a sophomore. Number 8, Caitlin Kittleson, 5'7" setter, defensive specialist and a junior. Number 14, Ayana Gibson, 5'6" setter and a senior. And the Eagles are coached by Brooklyn Gold, assisted by Heidi Gertis and Tyler Peters. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. State Farm Insurance agent Tony Orada with offices in Canby and Madison. Well, it's Dig Pink Night here tonight, and KMS and La Capal Valley are each of the players have a pink rose, and they're going to honor a loved one that's suffered through cancer, or recognize them here, and that's what they're doing right now. Kind of a unique thing. Haven't seen this done this way before. Of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a lot of pink t-shirts here in the La Capal Valley Gym. That'll wrap up our Subway pregame show. We will take a couple-minute break and come back with the first serve between La Capal Valley and KMS right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Eric from Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Whitnable Construction, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank and Apple, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Anita Gall for State Senate, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Plains Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, and Chris Wodzinski for House. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Welcome back to Lacapra Valley High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're awaiting the first serve here between the Lacapra Valley Eagles and the KMS Fighting Saints. Of course, it's October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and they're honoring cancer survivors and recognizing loved ones that have passed away from cancer, breast cancer, and the each girls, including the KMS Fighting Saints team, each has a pink rose, and they're running up into the crowd and handing a pink rose to a loved one, and kind of a neat thing to see. And Sherry Hansen just getting a rose there from Andy Doctor. And each girl gets to honor a loved one that they're recognizing right now. Let's look at some other volleyball matches going on in the Camden Conference tonight. Well, the biggest volleyball match in the state of Minnesota is happening down in Tyler. I tell you what, the Camden Conference is just loaded this year with a number of outstanding teams. Minneota, ranked number 3 in Class A. They're in Tyler to take on the number 1 ranked team in the state, Russell Tyler Ruthin. Both Minneota and RTR are undefeated in the Camden Conference at 9-0. So someone's going to suffer their first conference loss tonight. RTR, as I mentioned, ranked number 1 in Class A. They have a record of 24 wins and 2 losses. They've only lost 11 sets all season. Minneota, about the same. Minneota, 19 wins and 2 losses. And Minneota's only lost 9 sets all season long. So these two teams are battling out tonight in Tyler. And we'll get you some scores and up-to-date scores on that volleyball match. Big one. Camby Lancers, they're hosting Lakeview tonight. Yellow Medicine East is at Tracy Milroy Belton. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, what a schedule the Blackjacks is having all week long. They played a match just about every night. And tonight they're in Prinsburg to take on Central Minnesota Christian. RCW's at McRae, and that's what's happening in the Camden Conference tonight. Lacapra Valley Pep Band excusing themselves from the gym. They did a nice job before the match here. And we've got a nice crowd on hand, and there's a lot of pink in the stands, let me tell you. All right, here we go. Lacapra Valley and KMS. I saw KMS last week in Kirkland when they took on Dawson Boyd, and I'm not sure, but for some reason, Madison Luff, the 6'1 middle hitter sophomore, is in street clothes for KMS, and she kind of just dominated against the Blackjacks. And we are underway, and there's Sheridan Evenson with her first kill, a monster kill by Sheridan as KMS was serving to start the match. And we're underway here at Lacapra Valley High School. I want to welcome everyone listening. and on 92.1 FM and also online on KLCCFM.com. And to all our farmers out there harvesting in the fields and then the trucks and the combines and tractors, and thanks for tuning in to Q92. And there's the number three, Lexi Wurschlager, from the outside with her kill. As I mentioned, both these teams with similar records. And Riley Lund, a senior. Hard to believe Riley is a senior. She serves in the back row to Joyce, the libero player, and KMS hits it out of bounds. So KMS without Madeline Loft, outstanding player for KMS, that's going to hurt the Fighting Saints tonight. 3-0 Lacapaul Valley, and KMS hits it, and it's in. That was by number 9, Katie Klepek. And that's the first point for KMS. Julia Carlson comes in to serve for the Fighting Saints. 3-1, Lacapaul Valley. Carlson serve, barely makes the net. Curtis up to Gibson, and here's Evenson with another drive. Our KMS returns it quickly. And now Lacapaul Valley, nice dig by Curtis. Lund to get it over on the third hit. Here's the set by Noble, and a drive, nice dig by Lund, and the Eagles get it over the net there, and it's 3-2. Lacapaul Valley just underway here on this Tuesday night. 84 degrees in Madison this afternoon. How about that? And according to the weather, it's going to change quick. 3-2, 1-point lead, 2-point lead for Lacapaul Valley. 4-2, Eagles. Well, it's hard to believe the regular season for Lacapaul, for the volleyball is wrapping up here next week. And there's an ace serve for Evenson. Sheridan with an ace serve. She was our Neon Eagles player of the game last week against Dawson Boyd. Eagles, the volleyball went in out in the commons area. So somebody's got to chase it, and Joyce does that. KMS's Avery Joyce had to run all the way into the commons area. They should have an extra volleyball at the scores table there, and they don't. Evenson, service there by Sheridan as she serves the volleyball into the net. And the Eagles have a 5-3 lead. Hard to see the numbers on the front of the KMS Fighting Saints. I struggled with that last week with Dawson Boyd, so bear with me here. Gibson Ayana sets up Lee Jalen in the middle, and Jalen Lee, the sophomore middle hitter, picks up her first kill of the night. Here comes Brandy Meyer in off the bench along with Claire Borsted. What a match Brandy Meyer had. She's a sophomore. She had a great match against Dawson Boyd last week. Borsted, a run jump serve. Into the back row it goes. Noble sets up to the front of the net. A nice dig by Curtis. Borsted will push it deep into the back row. Joyce passes the ball up to Noble. Here's a middle, number 14, that's Olsen. And the Eagles, Brandy Meyer gets it over on the third hit. Noble's just throws it over instead of sending. Here's Meyer again. Brandy Meyer with the kill. She is fun to watch. She's a good volleyball player. 5'9" outside hitter, sophomore, Brandy Meyer. 7-3 Eagles. Horsted serves an ace serve for Lacapaul Valley. Claire Borsted with her first ace serve. She does a great job serving for Coach Brooklyn Gould. Borsted serve again into Joyce. Passes up to Nobles, the setter for KMS, and they just punch it over. Here's Jalen Lee in the middle. She throws it in the corner. Oh, nice dig by Nobles. And the Saints get it over the net. Meyer from the outside. Joyce passes up the front of the net. And a drive goes long. Out of bounds. Point Lacapaul Valley. It's 9-3 Eagles. Eagles have jumped out to a 9-3 lead. Borsted as the volleyball gets the whistle from the referee, and the serve goes into Joyce again. Joyce is a libero player. She's wearing the blue jersey and dropping it over softly. The Klapik has two kills for Katie, who's a senior. 9-4, La Caprile Valley. Paul Ramo out here at La Caprile Valley tonight. Camden Conference matchup, and there's an eighth serve for number 11, Josie Gerardy. She hit the corner there. Lunda decided to let it go, and it hit the line. 9-5, Gerardy serve into Lund. Nice pass up to Ayanna Gibson. Here's Brandymeier blocked at the net by the Saints. Gibson will throw it in the back corner. Noble's going to back set here. A drive there by Olsen of the Saints. Back to the Eagles side. Lee uses two hands to get it over the net. Meier digs it up. Gibson saves it. Lee throws it over. Nice dig by Joyce of the Saints. Curtis with a nice dig. Boy, we've got a nice volley going on here between the KMS Fighting Saints and La Caprile Valley right now. Here's an outside hit, partially blocked there by Lee. Here's Brandymeier with a drive and a kill by Brandymeier. Her second kill of the set here. Nice volley between both sides. There's some outstanding digs. I don't know how they do that. And it gets them a nice tight serve. Noble sets all the way across the floor, and I think it was blocked by Lee. And 11-5, and head coach Chappell Molinar wants a timeout. So we'll take a commercial break. La Caprile Valley leading 11-5. We'll be right back.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
We're back here at La Caprile Valley High School. The Eagles with an 11-5 lead. Timeouts over by KMS. Ayanna Gibson, the senior setter, is serving. And Jalen Lee quickly returns it back for the kill, for the point for La Caprile Valley. KMS hit it over on one hit, and Lee was there with a block and put back. Nice job by Jalen. She's an outstanding volleyball player. She's just a sophomore. Nobles with a back set and a nice dig by Borstedt. Here's Lee with a drive, and it goes out of bounds on the side court. 12-6, 6-point lead for the Eagles. Looks like serving is number 6, Elsa Gerardy, senior defensive specialist for KMS. They're down by 6 to the Eagles. They go into Gerda. She pops the volleyball high into the air. Now Brandymeier will throw it in the middle of the court. Noble sets across the way. Here's Gibson. Lund with the set. Jalen Lee with the drive. And another kill for Jalen Lee. Three kills and a block here so far in the first set for Jalen. And she comes out of the match on the rotation. Gerdes will serve the libero player. Nice serve by Gerdes. They got the ball up. A little short pass there, but Nobles, the setter, couldn't get there in time. And Gerdes serves again. Now Nobles going to do with a slide to number 14, Olsen. Back to the Eagle side. Ooh, Brandymeier didn't get up high enough there. Once again in the Camden Conference, everybody's playing tonight. RCW at McRae, YME's at TMB, Dawson Boyd's at Central Minnesota Christian, Camby's hosting Lakeview, and Mineota's at Tyler. 14-7 here at La Caprile Valley. Looks like Brandymeier does it again. Brandymeier leads everyone in kills early on here in the volleyball match with 3. And Meyer's going to come out with Borstedt. Back in is Wolfschlager. and Caitlin Kittleson. I don't think Caitlin played in Dawson. Wurstlager is on the outside now. She's led the Eagles the other night in kills with 19. And there's a big drive, and it goes out of bounds. That was hit by Taylor Hatch of KMS. It went out of bounds at 16-7. 16-7 Eagles. Another timeout by KMS. We'll take a break. The Eagles are leading 16-7 here in set one. We'll take a break and be right back.
This is Anita Gall, and I am running for the Minnesota State Senate, District 15. I am a history teacher who lives in Marshall with my husband and three children. I grew up on my family's farm in Murray County and have lived in southwest Minnesota most of my life. Like you, I am frustrated by the current state of politics. Growing up, I was taught not to complain about things, but do something about them. I get things done. Learn more at AnitaYourVote.com. And remember, Anita Your Vote on November 8.
Prepared and paid for by Anita Gall for State Senate Committee.
Hi, I'm Jada Kessler from the Lacaparo Valley volleyball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
All right, timeout's over by KMS. They're down 16-7 to the Eagles here in the first set. C-Squad, Lacaparo Valley swept 3-0 in C-Squad. B-Squad, the Eagles swept in B-Squad 25-17, 25-15. And the varsity trying to do the same here. And the Lacaparo Valley student section, they're being loud over there. 17, a 10-point lead for Lacaparo Valley, 17-7. Kittleson serves, Noble to the back set, and block. And they're going to give the point to the Eagles there. I think that was Wolfschlager, might have got the block there. 18-7. Kittleson serves again, this time to the right side. They get it up to Nobles, but in the middle of the floor. Now KMS gets it over. Curtis Lund with a set to Evenson, who's back on the court. She's in the front row with Wurstlager. That's a good pair there. And Lund is going to set Wurstlager up from the outside. Goes deep in the corner to Joyce. Passes it up front. Block either by Evenson or Lund. We'll give it to Evenson. She's the taller one, but Riley can jump. Might have been both of them. They might have got a hand on it. 19-7, Lacaparo Valley set one here. There's a block by Wurstlager. Curtis, now we got a whistle. Somebody ran into the net. Yep, net violation on Lacaparo Valley. So KMS will serve. They're down 19-8. Here's the serve by Nobles, and it's an ace serve. Wow, what a serve that was. That might have had like a curveball effect on it. And another serve by Nobles. This time Curtis passes it up to Lund. She's going to set up Evenson from the outside, and it is, what's the call? Nobody's making a call. It's going to stay out. A point for KMS. 19-10. Another serve, hits the net, goes over. Curtis gets it, digs it up from her knees. And a drive, Wurstlager, good! Lexi with the kill. 10-point lead for the Eagles. And number one, Riley Lund, serving. Eagles 5 points away from taking set one. Goes into Avery Joyce, up to Nobles. Here's a play from the outside, and I think it was fanned on. Not sure if it was blocked or not, but it'll be a point for Lacaparo Valley. 21-10. Lund serves. Into Joyce again. Joyce does a nice job of passing the ball up to the front of the net. And there's a big kill by number 16, Taylor Hatch. Monster kill there by Hatch. 21-11. Fast moving set one here out at the Eagles Nest tonight. Run jump serve by the Saints. Kittleson up to Gibson. And a drive from the outside by Evenson. Back outside. Ooh, and Kittleson tried to save it, but couldn't. And the KMS fans, they're here in numbers tonight, KMS. They have a lot of fans here. 21-12. Saints serve in the Kittleson. Gibson saves it. And now Wolfslager gets it over on the third hit. Back to Nobles, the center. Play in the middle. Partially blocked by Evenson. Gibson setting up Wolfslager from the outside. Good by Lexi. Lexi just has a perfect form, and she's got some good legs underneath her. Let me tell you, she can sky. 22-12. That's my term, sky. That means you can jump. 22-12, Eagles. Gibson. Lund sets up Wolfslager from the outside, and didn't get up high enough there and hit the net, I believe. 22-13. Lacapro Valley trying to close it out here in set one, leading 22-13. Fighting Saints have different plans. They serve into Lund. Curtis passes up to Wolfslager from the middle of the floor and gets it. Joe, what a play by Lexi. She's all smiles. 23-13. Subs coming in. Wolfslager, Kittleson out. Meyer, Brandy. Back in along with Borstedt on the rotation. Eagles 2 points away. 23-13. Borstedt serve. Goes in the corner. Noble sets up to the front of the net. Blocked at the net by Jalen Lee. Jalen Lee with their second block. Borstedt's going to serve. It's high. Goes into Joyce. And it's good. Borstedt. And that's it. 25-13. Lacapaw Valley takes set one. And that was an impressive. They played well, the Eagles did. That was probably one of the better sets they played this year, in my opinion. Anyway, we're going to take a couple-minute break. We'll be back with set two between Lacapaw Valley and KMS. You're listening to Eagle Volleyball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your Telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson. Also brought to you by the United Prairie Agency. Wouldn't you rather buy your insurance from a friend you can depend on? The United Prairie Agency agents work very hard to be just that, dependable insurance friends to each policyholder. You'll find them committed to excellence in insurance products, fair competitive rates, and above all, top flight service. The United Prairie Agency, a friend you can depend on.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance Company. At Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Schibel Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member, at 320-289-2388 today.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple. For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Paul Ramo back here at Lacapaw Valley. The Eagles dominate set one here against the KMS Fighting Saints, winning 25-13. And we're waiting set two here. Let's get you caught up with that very important volleyball match going down in Tyler at RTR High School. Number one ranked RTR taking on number three ranked Mineota right now in the first set. RTR leading Mineota 14-8. Camby's leading Lakeview 24-20 in the first set. Oh, there's some scores there. Oh, Joyce with a nice save for KMS to get the second set underway here. Here's Wurschlager, block at the net. Big hit there by Lexi, but a huge block by Overcash. Remember, Madeline Loft is not playing for KMS. She's in street clothes tonight, one of their better players. And the Saints, I think, might be their first lead of the night, 1-0. I don't think they led in set one. Here's Nobles from the outside. Nice block by Evenson. Lund sets up Anna Gibson. Gibson with the set to Wurschlager. Nice dig in the back row by a Saint. Kinnison, we got a long volley going on here, folks. Wurschlager uses her left hand. Nobles. The Carlson. Here's Anna Gibson with the set to Lexi. A drive, and it's partially blocked there by the Saints. Another play. Eagles keep it live. This is probably the longest volley I've seen this season. Nobles in the middle. It is blocked by Evenson. What a huge block there by Sheridan Evenson. Camby just took the first set from Lakeview, 25-20. We're tied 1-1 here. Eagles lead one set to none, 25-13. Serve goes into Carlson. She passes it up to Nobles. Blocked by Wurschlager. Her second block. Lexi's on fire right now. Eagles lead 2-1. Yeah, when you got Sheridan, now you got Jalen Lee at the net with Wurschlager. Or when Sheridan's in there too, wow. Oh, here's a service error by Sheridan. That was ugly. I think Sheridan, oh, that almost went under the net. And Coach Gould talking to Sheridan there. Sheridan's got a big smile on her face. She's always smiling no matter what. No way to explain that last serve. She'd want that one over. And a drive and a kill there by Klepet. That went off Wurschlager. And KMS leads 3-2. Yeah, Lockpile just dominated in set one there, up by 10 points most of the match. Sets. And the Saints are really out. Here's Wurschlager. Good! Another kill by Lexi. Wurschlager just picked up her fifth. And she's coming out. Borstedt in. Brandy Meyer in. Player number six, Claire Borstedt, has the volleyball. Tied up 3-3. Borstedt's serve goes into Joyce. Boy, the libero player, Avery Joyce, she does such a nice job. Blocked by Lee, and it's good. What a job by Jalen. Jalen just had her third block. I tell you what, you got Jalen? What? How tall is she? 5'11". Sheridan's 5'10". And Wurschlager is 5'9". Here's a drive from the outside. Nice dig by Borstedt. Gibson gets it over the left hand. Low, the Eagles can't play it. Curtis fell down. And Lund couldn't get there in time. And it's tied up 4-4. A little closer set this time than set one. Jarity will serve for KMS Fighting Saints. Serve goes into Curtis. She passes up to Anna, the setter. Here's Meyer. Brandy from the outside. Brandy Meyer. Kill number four for the sophomore, Brandy Meyer. Eagles retake the lead, 5-4. Gibson serves a tight serve. Jarity saves it, they can't. And we got an ace serve by number 14, Ayanna Gibson. Ayanna's a 5'6 setter senior. Good basketball player, too. Can't wait for basketball season. It's going to be great. We got a long ways to go, though. Volleyball season. Oh, Jalen couldn't get it over on the third hit. She tried two-hand set there. Didn't work. Overcash comes back in for KMS. Paul Ramo out here in Lockparl Valley tonight. Right with us on Q92. KMS serves. Curtis saves it. Lee punches it over. Joyce up to Noble. The setter for the outside. Berstead hits it high into the air and hits the basketball hoop up by the Raptors. Now Berstead gets it over. And the head coach for KMS is screaming and about something. She's not happy about something. And Gertis saves it. What a play by Isabel Gertis. Randy Meyer, here we go, folks. Another long set. And Jalen Lee with the kill. Wow, what a play that was. The head coach for KMS. That ball went up and hit the bat. That's playable when it comes off the rafters. No, sure. She thought the ball went on the other side of the antenna or what? Hey, it's 7-5, Lockapaw Valley. Rondo set it over, and I think she hit the net. No, that was Lund. Yeah, point Lockapaw Valley. 8-5. Isabel Gertis. Gets it over the net. Noble sets it up at the net in a big drive, and it might have been blocked by Brandy. 9-5. Eagles trying to pull away from KMS here in set two. Lockparl Valley took the first set, 25-13. Here's a set and a drive. Big drive for the outside. Borstead with a dig in the back row. Nobles. Now Borstead again passes it up to one. Here's Brandy from the outside. Joyce saves it for KMS. And Gertis hits it into the net. Point Lockapaw Valley, 10-5. Timeout by KMS. The Eagles lead by 5 here in set 2. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hello, this is your state representative, Chris Swazinski. It's an honor to represent the good people of Southwest Minnesota at the Capitol. I just want to take a minute to wish all of our local sports teams and academic activities the best of luck. It's a real privilege to fight for our Southwestern Minnesota values at the Capitol, advocating for policies that help grow jobs, strengthen our economy, and invest our tax dollars wisely. If my office can be of assistance, please don't hesitate to write a call. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
All right, Paul Ramo back here at Lockapaw Valley, Camden Conference volleyball matchup between the KMS Fighting Saints and the Lockapaw Valley Eagles. The Eagles lead one set to none. They took the first set, 25-13. Right now they lead 10-5 here in set two. A lot of noise here in the Eagles gym for some reason tonight. A lot of people here. I know it's in line, a long line at the concession stand tonight. Okay, they ran out of sub sandwiches almost right away. Everyone wants a Subway sandwich at the concession stand and a pizza. Well, it's 11-5, Lockapaw Valley. Gertis is serving into Joyce again. The senior Joyce, she doesn't miss a beat. And there's a kill from the outside by number 10. Evan Overcash, 11-6. And Avery Joyce, a senior libero player, wearing the bright blue jersey, serves into Gibson's. Nice pass by Ian up to Lund. And blocked at the net there by number 10, Overcash. Her second block for KMS. 11-7. KMS down. Joyce serves, Gibson, Borstead. Lund has to get over on the third hit and does. Here's Nobles with a set from the outside. Drive blocked by Meyer. Drive by Hatz, and now KMS hits it out of bounds. Nice block by Brandy Meyer. Kittleson's going to come in. Brandy comes up, gets a smile and a handshake from Coach Brooklyn Gould. 12-7, Eagles set two. Yeah. Eagles lead one set to none. Nobles, number 5, is the setter for KMS. Sets it all the way across the court. And a nice poke there by Overcash. She just, you could see her eyes looking where to throw it. And she went into the corner where there wasn't an Eagle. 12-8, the score now. big pink night here at Lac des Parles Valley. Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October is. And a timeout by Coach Brooklyn Gould. Lac des Parles Valley leading 12-9. We'll take a break and be back after a word from our fine sponsor.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900. It's also brought to you by T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, offering bedroom sets, custom-made mirrors, tables and chairs, a great selection of electric fireplaces. T&D Barnwood Rustics can create that warm, unique place you're looking for. Open Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, 10 a.m. till 5, and Saturdays from 10 till 3. And by appointment by calling 605-695-1246. T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111. Or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
All right, timeout's over by Coach Brooklyn Gould of the Eagles. And the Eagles coming out of commercial break just picked up a point. Lexi Wushlager, 13-9. Lac des Parles Valley leading set 2. Eagles took the first set, 25-13. There's a block at the net by KMS. And Lund gets it over. What a nice job there by Gibson and Lund. There's a block by Evenson. Now KMS tipped up at the net. Gibson is going to set up Wushlager from the outside. And it's out. Boy, that looks in to me. Coach Gould thinks so too. That was close. Another nice hit by Wushlager. Hey, it's just a 3-point lead now for Lac des Parles Valley, 13-10. Helpy with the serve. Too far by Kittleson, but play at the net. And the KMS Fighting Saints get the point. Taylor Hass with the kill. And it's just a 2-point lead now for Lac des Parles Valley, 13-11. Serve goes into Kittleson. Gibson throws it over instead of setting it. Back to the Eagles side. Gibson, Wushlager, soft touch. Good, Lexi. Lexi Wushlager, kill number 6 for Lexi. Boy, the Eagles just need to feed her the ball more, I think. She is so talented at from the outside. Now serving, Lac des Parles in for the first time, Mikey Ann Elias. And a serve blocked at the net by Wushlager. Lexi's playing well. 15-11. 15-11 the serve. Okay. Mikey Ann Elias is serving her second time. And now Elias throws it up. And Jalen Lee with a drive. And Jalen gets it over the net. 4 or 5 kills there for Jalen Lee. 16-11. Elias doing a great job of serving. For Lac des Parles Valley, she serves that one high. Joyce passes up to the front of the net. And it hits it. It was tipped by an Eagle, I think. And, the Saints will serve. 16-12. Evenson and Elias come out. Curtis back in with Lund and Kittleson in the back row. Got Wushlager, Lee, and Gibson. Gibson's the setter. Back set to Jalen. Boom! That's automatic. What a set there by Ayanna Gibson to Jalen Lee from the outside. 17-12 now. And number 6, Claire Borsted has the volleyball. And a run jump serve by Claire goes into the corner, and they can't handle it. An ace serve. Ooh, what happened there? Nobles ran into the scores table hard. KMS Fighting Saints ran into the scores table, and she's hurt. She tried to save that. And
She might have twisted her ankle pretty good. They're going to sit her on the bench. They're carrying her to the bench. Wow, that was nasty looking, but looks like Olivia Noble's their setter. But she tried to save the ball. She just smashed into the scores table hard. Might have twisted an ankle or a knee. So we got a timeout here. She looks like in a lot of pain down there, but she's sitting on the front row on the bench, and the trainers are there and the coaches. And boy, that's a blow for KMS. So the injury timeout, we'll take a commercial break. The Eagles lead 18-12 here in set two. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC. By A&B Auto, your Napa parts store located downtown Dawson. All the right parts in all the right places. Owned and operated by Terry and Connie Anderson.
Pierce in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Pierce offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Pierce team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Pierce and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
This is Isabel Gertis of the Lac Parra Valley Eagles volleyball team, and you're listening to Q92 with Paul Ramo.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by the Dawson Co-op Credit Union with two convenient locations located downtown Dawson and Main Street Boyd. Stop in and find out what they have to offer. Each account insured up to $250,000 by the NCUA. By Federated Telephone Company. Call Federated today at 1-800-374-7133 or check them out on the web at www.fedtel.net. By Great Plains Natural Gas Company, providing safe, reliable natural gas service, appliance inspection and repair, heating and air conditioning installation and repair, medical monitoring service, and 10-month free financing to help make your life easier. One word may not be enough, but one phone call is. Call 1-888-577-5029. Great Plains can help.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
Hey, welcome back to Lac Parra Valley, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Well, we had an injury to KMS's Olivia Noble, their setter. She's a junior, and she's still being attended to in the on the front row of the KMS Fighting Saints bench. And the referees are trying to get the rotation figured out here, who should be on the floor. But looks like she's going to be okay. She's sitting up and talking to the trainers and the assistant coaches. She just crashed into the scoreboard in front of the score table. Really hard. I don't know if she went head first or she hit her knee or her ankle, but she looks like she'll be okay. All right, we're going to pick up the action here. The Eagles lead 18-12. And see who the Saints setter is now. Noble's doing a fantastic job as setting for the Saints. Since 18-13, Jarrity, a run jump serve here for number 11, Josie, Gertis, Horstead, Brandy Meyer. And now it's a whistle, and we're going to have a point for Lac Parra Valley, a double hit there by KMS. 19-13, Lac Parra Valley. The Eagles took the first set, 25-13. Now they lead 19-13 here. Deanna Gibson is serving. Here's play at the net. An easy point for Brandy Meyer. An easy point for Brandy. That's her fifth kill. And we're going to have a timeout. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not sure if it's a timeout or not. No timeout. The KMS Saints was looking at the floor referee, and he thought she was calling timeout, and she said no. Anyway, it's 2013. The Eagles make that 21-13. Acapulco Valley's Ayanna Gibson is serving. Now we're going to have a timeout by KMS. Eagles lead 21-13. We'll be back. You're listening to Eagle Volleyball right here on 92.1 FM KOQP, Madison Dawson.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota high schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
This is Riley Lund of the Lacaparra Valley Eagles volleyball team, and you're listening to Q92.
All right, Eagles up 21-13. You're in set two. They're up one set to none on KMS. KMS with a new center now. This is Joe Scoci, Charity setting. And the Fighting Saints couldn't get it across the net. So now it's 22-13. Anna Gibson serving. Here's the serve. Goes into Joyce. Up to Charity, the new setter, because Noble's injured. And now I see Noble's getting up off the bench, and she is walking by herself. That's good to see, with the trainer, and she's walking to the locker room, so hopefully she's going to be okay. 22-14 the score, Lacaparra Valley leading. Saints, they'll be serving here. Charity will serve. Elsa Charity. Serve goes into the back row to Borstead. She passes up the line. A back set to Jalen Lee. Jalen pushes it over the net. Charity with the set and a drive there by number four, Peterson. Here's Brandy Meyer. Ooh, Brandy didn't get up high enough. Folks, listen to this score in Tyler. RTR was leading comfortably, I believe, by 8 points at one point in set one. Mineota came back and beat RTR in the first set, 29-27. How about that? Number one ranked team versus number three ranked team in the state. What a first set that must have been. It's 22-15 in set two, and a point there for KMS. That was number 10, Overcash, with her third kill. 22-16. Let's see if the Eagles can finish it out here. Serve goes into Borstead. Oh, too far a pass there by Claire up to the net. Actually hit the bottom of the net. Brandy Meyer couldn't get there. Well, KMS serving again into Ayanna Gibson. Here's Lund. Meyer from the outside. She hit it long. Out of bounds. Point KMS. And Coach Brooklyn Gould doesn't like that. We'll take a quick break. Eagles lead 22-18.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Going on vacation and can't take your pet? Pleasant Valley Kennels of Rural Ortonville is for you. Steve and Bobby Oak's family boarding facility that takes cats, dogs, birds, and other special pets. Separate areas for dogs and cat. Call 320-273-2421.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Mineota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Mineota.
All right, coming out of commercial break, the Eagles got a point. They lead KMS here in set 2, 23-18. Brandy Meyer with the block, and then Brandy Meyer hits it and gets the kill. Brandy Meyer, kill number 6, and it's set point for Lacapaul Valley, 24-18 here in set 2. Curtis serves softly over to net. It goes. Curtis sets up, and now on the Eagles side, here's Forstead. The Eagles trying to finish it. Oh, Brandy couldn't get up over the net. Point KMS is 24-19. Avery Joyce is serving for the Saints. Serves into Gibson. Run, back sets Evenson, and Evenson gets it back over. KMS, their side of the court. Now back to the Eagles side. Here's Lund setting up. Brandy on the way. Joyce passes it up to Jarity from the outside. A hit. Curtis up to Lund. Evenson from the middle of the court. Joyce with a nice save for KMS. Set point for Lacapaul Valley, 24-19. Jarity sets up a middle. Big hit. Kill by KMS. Number 16, Hats. 24-20, folks. KMS not done yet. And Joyce will serve, the libero player for the Saints. Set point still, 24-20. Lund, Evenson throws it in the corner, and it goes out, and it's 24-21. And Coach Brooklyn Gould shouting instructions to her team. Saints trying to hold off the Eagles here in set 2. Can they do it? 24-21. Joyce, Jarity, the set. Crossway, and it's fanned on, and the Eagles win it 25-21 in set 2, and they lead 2-0. So we will take a couple-minute break. We'll come back with set 3 right after these words from fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by your Cockleman Construction of Camby. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Camby. Sports also brought to you by the Heartland Eye Care Center with four convenient locations, Camby, Dawson, Marshall, and Slayton. They offer complete family eye care along with contact lenses and more. That's the Heartland Eye Care Center of Camby, Dawson, Marshall, and Slayton. Give them a call today. Wouldn't you rather buy your insurance from a friend you can depend on, like the United Prairie Agency? Their agents work very hard to be just that, dependable insurance friends to each policyholder. You'll find them committed to excellence in insurance products, fair competitive rates, and above all, top-flight service. United Prairie Agency, a friend you can depend on. And now's the time to stop in and update your coverage. That's United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building in Madison, or give them a call at 598-7541.
Welcome back to Lacapaul Valley, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Eagles up 2-0 on KMS. Waiting to go start set 3. Let's go through some other scores in the Camden Conference. There's some doozies of scores here. How about Dawson Boyd at Prinsburg? Listen to this score. Set 1, Dawson Boyd won 32-30. He only played at 25. 32-30. How about that? That was a marathon set one there in Prinsburg. As I mentioned earlier, Mineota beat RTR 29-27 in set one. And Camby is just a throttling Lakeview 25-20, 25-5 in set two. And right now in set three, Camby leading Lakeview 13-3. Here the Eagles won the first set 25-13. They took the second set 25-20. So the Saints have their back towards the wall. When you go down 2-1, you got to win the next three sets. And they're starting off on the right foot. Josie Gerardy with an ace serve. That's her second ace serve of the night. And once again, KMS, they are without their setter. Without their setter, Olivia Noble, who was injured, running into the scorer's table in set two. Hopefully she'll be okay. Tied up 1-1. Number three, Lexi Wushlager, just got her seventh kill. Lund is serving for Lacapal Valley, and Joyce digs it over on one hit. She is playing fabulous. Avery Joyce for KMS as a libero. Tied up 1-1, set three. Gibson, Sheridan, outside hit, saved by Gerardy. And Joyce runs into her teammate, but they get the job done, get it over to net. Now Evenson throws it. Blocked by Evenson. Boy, Sheridan is a good volleyball player. And the Eagles get the point. Get the point. They lead 2-1. We're in set three here at Lacapal Valley. Big pink night. A lot of pink in the sand. And it's blocked by Wushlager. That's the fourth block by Wushlager. Run serves. Here's Joyce, passes it up front. Peterson gets it over. Here's Sheridan, and she hit long out of bounds. Our next broadcast is Thursday night. Football, that's right. Football on a Thursday night. I'll be in McRae with the Dawson Boy Blackjacks. 7 o'clock kickoff. 3-2 here, and Evenson from the outside gets the kill. Her fourth. Here comes Paige Meyer in for Evenson. Paige Meyer will serve for Lacapal Valley. 4-2 the score. Paige's serve goes into Joyce. Gerardy is set. Blackley throws it over and gets the point. Number 9. 4-3 the score. Just watching. I still can't get over to Dawson Boyd Central Minnesota Christian score on the Minnesota score feed app that I use. 32-30. Can you imagine watching that? Set one. Dawson Boyd winning 32-30. Oh, what a hit on the outside there by Elsa Gerardy. Wow. Or excuse me, that scoreboard says Sophia Order, but it was Order with the kill there. There's Wushlager, and they get it over on one hit. Back to Jalen Lee at the net. Here's Gerardy setting up. Order, good! She gets her second kill. Comes off the bench and quickly gets two kills. And KMS Fighting Saints leading 5-4. Wushlager to Lund. Lund gets it over to net. Here's a play in the outside. Lund up to Gibson. Jalen Lee in the middle. Blocked at the net. And then it goes out of bounds. Point for KMS. And I think this is the largest lead of the night for the Fighting Saints is 2 right now, 6-4. Gibson back sets to Jalen, a drive. KMS is playing much more aggressive right now. Now we got a carry on KMS, point for Lacapal Valley. Horsted and Brandy Meyer come in. Wushlager out along with Kittleson. Horsted will serve. Claire Borsted. Run jump serve. Tight serve. Into the back row it goes. Here's a big drive from the middle of the court from Carlson. Now Meyer from the outside. It's good. Brandy Meyer. Brandy Meyer, 7 kills, 2 blocks for the sophomore, Brandy Meyer. 6-6, folks. Forstead serves again. Charity setting up the outside and long out of bounds. Point Lacapau Valley, and the Eagles retake the lead. 7-6 here in set three. Lacapau Valley leading 2-0. Horsted serves again. Joyce. One of the rare misses there by the libero player, Avery Joyce. She's been outstanding tonight. She just misplayed that one. 2-point lead for the Eagles, 8-6. Thanks for tuning in to Q92 tonight. Horsted serve hits the net, goes over the net, and good. Ace serve for Claire Borsted. That's her third ace serve for Borsted. 9-6. I think the Eagles are down 6-3. And now Jalen Lee. Oh, a point. Oh, Jalen hit the net. So a point for KMS. Remember, KMS, they're without Olivia Noble, a really outstanding setter, who was injured in set two. She's out of the game, out of the match. Lund takes the serve. Curtis has to get it over. She does on the third hit. Here's a back set by Jarity. And boy, the Fighting Saints are playing with a passion right now. And Lee gets it over, and now a whistle. And a point for Lacapau Valley. Not sure why there didn't miss the signal from the referee. That was a Jalen Lee with 7. 10-7, Lacapau Valley. Here's Lund setting up Brandy from the outside. Joyce hit it right to Joyce. KMS throws it back over. Here's Lee in the middle of the court. Back to the KMS side. Jarity sets up. Oh, and it gets over the net. Then Brandy Meyer gets a kill. How about Brandy Meyer tonight? 8 kills for Meyer. Wow. Kiana Gibson. Jarity sets up for KMS. Here's the drive. Gibson digs it up. Lund, Lee in the middle. Blocked at the net. Point KMS. Well, Camby swept Lakeview tonight. 3-0. They won the third set 25-10. So the Lancers dominating the Lakers tonight in Camby. Here it's 11-8. Lacapau Valley leading 2-0. Here's Lee from the outside. Jalen Lee. Lee with her 8 kills. So Lee and Brandy Meyer leading the Eagles in kills. What a job by Lund setting. Lund and Gibson doing a super job setting. Gibson save. Oh, now we got a whistle. Might have had a carry on the Eagles. No, double hit. Yep, carry on Lacapau Valley. Well, next volleyball match that I'm going to broadcast will be in Dawson on Friday night. That's right, Friday night volleyball, because we're doing football on Thursday. And a point for Lacapau Valley. Point for the Eagles. Here comes Wolfslager back in for Meyer. And Borsted, Kittleson coming in for Borsted. 8 kills for Brandy. Here's Kittleson serving. 13-9 the score here in set three. Serve goes in. Jarity is setting now for KMS. And they get the kill in the middle of the floor. Number 16, Hats, with her kill. more volleyball for you. I'll be in Dawson. The Blackjacks will be hosting Renville County West Friday night. We've got something special going on that night in the gym as well. Here it's a three-point lead for Lac La Parle Valley. Wurstlager, and it's blocked at the net, in the middle of the net, by Overcash and Hotz. 13-11 Lac La Parle Valley. TMS trying to regroup here. They go into Kittleson up to Lund. She'll throw it over behind her head. What a play by Riley Lund. Wow. Instead of setting it, she kind of just went behind her head to get the throw it over the net. 14-11. Eagles. And they can't. KMS can't return it. And that's an ace serve there for Riley. 15-11, Eagles 10 points away from sweeping the Saints. The varsity sweeps here, that'll be a clean sweep. The C squad and B squad won for Lac La Parle Valley tonight. 15-12, KMS just got a point there. Good crowd on hand here tonight at the Eagles Nest. Carlson will serve for KMS in the Lund. Oop, and Wurstlager called with a carry. Pass wasn't up high enough there from Lund. 15-13, we got a close one here, folks. Fighting Saints trying to force a set four. And there's a service there by KMS. Julia Carlson. Paige Meyer back in for Evenson. So at the net, we got Jalen Lee, Wurstlager, and the setter is Ayanna Gibson. Here's Paige Meyer, service there by Paige. 16-14, two-point lead for Lac La Parle Valley. Eagles took the first set, 25-13. They took the second set, 25-21. There's a service there by KMS, Hotz. And that's a point for Lac La Parle Valley at 17-14. Wurstlager out, Kittleson out. Brandy Meyer back in along with Borsted serving. 17-14 Eagles, set three here on this Tuesday night. Served there by Borsted. Here's a set by Jarrett. He goes all the way across the court. Nice dig by Meyer. Here's Jalen Lee with a drive into Joyce. And a hit into the net. Point Eagles. I think Point Eagles. Yeah, Point Eagles, 18-14. Lac La Parle Valley. Forstead serving to Joyce. You hear Joyce's name a lot tonight. Eagles got to get it over on the third hit, and they do with Gertis. Here's play from the outside. Gertis digs it up. Gibson's going to set up Lee, and Jalen hits it into the net. Point KMS. 18-15. Hultkamp comes in. Here's the serve into Gertis. Gibson. Brandy Meyer. Oh, hits the net. Might have been blocked at the net by Jarrett. Well, Russell Tyler Ruth and they beat Mineota in set two. 25-15. So they're all tied up one set apiece in Tyler. And here we got a timeout on the floor. And we're in set three. Timeout on the floor. Lac La Parle Valley leading 18-16. And the Eagles lead two sets to none. We'll be right back.
Okay, this is Paige Meyer, the Lac La Parle volleyball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo of Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day they're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Eagles lead 19-16. Here in set three, they lead the Fighting Saints 2-0. They're trying to close it out. Now it's 20-16. Lacapaw Valley. Serving is Ayanna Gibson. And here's a try from the outside. Borstead digs it up in the back row. Here's Jalen Lee. Joyce saves it. Man, Joyce is playing well. And a point for Lacapaw Valley. A double hit there for KMS. 21-16. Eagles 4 points away from taking the match. Gibson serves into the corner. It goes. Now play from the back row. Carlson. Here's the Eagles. Jalen Lee in the Joyce. Charity serves. Sets. And a nice hit there by KMS's quarter, number 13. Her third. Her fourth kill, excuse me. 21-17. Lacapaw Valley. Eagles took the first set 25-13. Took the second set 25-21. Here we are, 21-17 in the third set. Eagles trying to close it out here. KMS gets the point. Blocked out of bounds by Brandy Meyer. Hey, it's getting close now, folks. Fighting Saints not going away. They're serving to Gertis. Lee Lund throws it over, and it's good. Riley, that's the second time Lund has done that. 22-18. Curtis serving. Soft serve over the net. Nice dig in the middle of the floor. Blocked at the net by Evenson. Gibson. Lund sets up Evenson from the back row. And Joyce stays it. And they get it over the net on the third hit. Lund. And Meyer uses her left hand. Meyer uses her left hand and picks up her ninth kill of the match. She leads the Eagles in kills. Gertis serves. It's 23-18. Gibson, here's Meyer. Goes deep in the back row. Joyce runs into a teammate. Now they get it back. Lund sets up Evenson, block at the net. They play it off the net. Nice job by the Saints. Here's Lund setting up Brandy. And oh, nice dig there by the Saints. Now they fan it, hit it in the net, and it's match point for Lacapaw Valley here on Dig Pink Night. 24-18 Eagles. Gertis. Saints. Get it over. Oh, they can't get it over to that on the third hit. And the Eagles win it. 25-18. And they sweep the Fighting Saints 3-0 here tonight at Lacapaw Valley High School. We'll take a couple-minute break here, and we'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
This is Anita Gall, and I am running for the Minnesota State Senate, District 15. I am a history teacher who lives in Marshall with my husband and three children. I grew up on my family's farm in Murray County and have lived in southwest Minnesota most of my life. Like you, I am frustrated by the current state of politics. Growing up, I was taught not to complain about things, but do something about them. I get things done. Learn more at AnitaYourVote.com. And remember, Anita, your vote on November 8.
Prepared and paid for by Anita Gall for State Senate Committee.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lacapaw Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's
only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.com. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 325-98-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
West Branch Vineyard, owned by Traig and Sarah Wiesman. They serve Milner Heritage Winery, Rolling Forks Winery, and Grandview Valley Winery wines. Wine tastings, you get 4 1-ounce pours for $7. The West Branch Bloody Mary is an award-winning family recipe. They have pizzas, pretzels, cheese curds, and much more. Bring the family and friends out to West Branch Vineyard. They're located at 2496 160th Street, Dawson. Look them up on Facebook or check out their website at westbranchvineyard.com. That's West Branch Vineyard, owned by Traig and Sarah Wiesman. See you there.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. With crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Give them a call today to lock in a $10 a bag discount with their Book and Go discount before October 31st. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 325-98-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services. Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs.
We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo back here at Lacaparo Valley High School. The Eagles sweep tonight the Fighting Saints in C squad and B squad and varsity. Varsity, the Eagles took the first three sets, 25-13, 25-21, and 25-18 for the sweep. And as I mentioned earlier, it's Dig Pink Night, honoring the cancer survivors, breast cancer survivors. Of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so a lot of people hanging around in their pink shirts, a lot of picture taking going on as well. Well, I think we're going to talk with head coach Brooklyn Gould as she makes her way up here. But we're going to name our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game. And that's going to go to sophomore Brandy Meyer. What a night she had. Brandy ends up leading the Eagles in kills with 9. And she had 2 block shots. 9 kills, 2 block shots for Brandy Meyer. She's our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game. And see if we can get Brooklyn up here. And so she's our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game. And Lacaparo Valley, our Egg Plus Cooperative Play of the Game. Egg Plus Cooperative Play of the Game. I'm going to go with Lexi Wilschlager. Her couple outside hits were very powerful. Especially in set two, Lexi kind of dominated in set two. I got her for 7 kills and 3 blocks for Wolfslager. And so Lexi did well. And how about our setters for Lacaparo Valley? Riley Lund and Ayanna Gibson. What a job they do setting up Wolfslager, Evenson, Jalen Lee, and Brandy Meyer. Amazing job that they do. They do such a super job at that. So, yeah, good job by the Eagles tonight. And so the Eagles improved Lacaparo Valley 11-8 on the season. Let's go through some of the scores in the Camden Conference. Dawson Boyd and Central Minnesota Christian tied up 1 set apiece. That first set, Blackjacks won 32-30. How about that? And second set, Central Minnesota Christian took from the Blackjacks 25-23. Then down in Tyler, Mineota, they were way behind in the first set. Of course, 2 state-ranked teams going at it. Mineota was way behind on the first set, and they came back and won 29-27. And then they won 25. Tyler won 25-15. So they're tied up 1 set apiece. And right now in set 3, Mineota leading RTR 19-17. Camby, no trouble at Lakeview tonight, sweeping the Lakers 3 sets to none, 25-20, 25-5, and 25-10. Head coach Brooklyn Gould joins me here on the Neon Needles post-game show. Congratulations, Brooklyn.
Thank you.
Quite a night for you guys.
Yeah, it felt really good. We're on a high right now for sure.
Yeah. Talk about the match. What you like about tonight?
You know, I think for us, everything kind of just worked out really well. I feel like KMS is definitely a better team than what they showed up. And I told the girls, you guys just need to start showing up to the game. Show up strong. Show up with high energy. Be aggressive. In the last 2 games, we've definitely been doing that, so that felt really good. You know, we make errors here and there, and I think our girls did a really good job tonight of not continuing that error trend. So that is definitely something that I'm proud of them for today. So.
Okay. I named Brandy Meyer, a player of the game. What a game she had. I had her for 9 kills.
I had her down for 8, but I wouldn't know until I get the huddle stats. But, yeah, Brandy definitely killed it. I gave her a couple pep talks during the game. I said, just get up, swing at the ball. Why not? And she definitely did it after I told her to. So.
Yep, for sure. She played outstanding. Yeah. And the other girls, talk about your two setters, Isabel Curtis and Ayanna Gibson.
Yeah.
What a job those two do.
You know, I have a lot of people ask me, what are you going to do next year? I haven't even thought about that point. I'm just enjoying what we have right now because Yana and Riley have such an amazing connection together. You know, if one of them gets the ball, someone else is stepping up, or if the ball, because our setter is set out of front row, so if the ball's deeper and whoever's in the back row can get a better hand on it, it's just natural for them, you know. And without them, I definitely don't think this team would be as glued together as what we are.
Right.
So.
Yep. So, they did a super job.
Yeah.
Jalen Lee again doing her thing in the middle.
Yeah, we had some good. We had our front row work today. I told them, you guys need to start closing blocks and getting blocks, and they sure did that tonight. So
yeah, Claire Borstad, 3 ace serves for Claire. I got
she did amazing in the back row tonight. I think today has definitely been her best game. She was going for balls, you know, that usually she's going for it, but not necessarily getting them up. So tonight was a good game for her, too. Honestly, I think all the girls that were out on the court today kind of shined, and it felt good, you know.
They did.
Everybody's showing off at the same time.
Yep, that's right. Of course, KMS, they lost their setter.
Yeah.
I hope she's going to be okay. She smashed into the score
table
there.
And, you know, I kind of just, looked away because I figured the ball was going to drop. But, honestly, they can go get those balls as long as they send it over on that side of the net. So, I hope she's okay because all I just heard was a big smack, and so I'll be thinking about her tonight for sure.
Yep. Well, talk about Dig Ping Night. It was successful Dig Ping Night.
Yeah.
I've never seen that with the roses. Tell our listeners what you did.
Yeah, so I'm a kind of person that likes to think outside the bubble and do things that aren't normally done. So, in the summer on my downtime, I was researching some different things to do on events like this, and I came across that, and I knew KMS was going to be our Dig Pink Night, just how it works out this year. And Joquel's amazing. You know, we see her a lot during the summer, and she's such a sweet lady. And
head coach for KMS.
Yeah, yep. And I knew that if I brought this up to her, she was going to do it. I mean, they all bought our KMS shirt. Like, we have KMS Black Apparel Dig Pink shirt. So their whole team came, and they bought those from gyms for us. And yeah, it like everybody's like, oh, well, you guys did so well organizing. And you know what I just said? I said, you know what? I did some of the organizing, but I kind of made some of the girls pick their own people to represent. So it kind of.
Well, I've never seen where you honor somebody, a cancer survivor or a memorable or a loved one.
Yeah, I wanted it to be a little bit more touching than kind of what we've done in the past, because usually we just get 2 or 3, and I figured, you know, doing something like that would bring the community more together.
What you had to do, the girls picked the pink rose, and then what did they do with that rose then?
Yep, so I originally made a post about a month ago just saying, like, if there's anybody in the area that has survived or passed away from cancer, you know, they just shoot me an email or give me a call. And then a lot of the girls have family or loved ones in their family. So what they did is, if they had passed, they played in memory of, and then their loved one had accepted that rose.
Right.
Or if someone had beat or is currently going through, you know, the cancer stages, they played in honor of, and then they were here to accept that rose. So, and even KMS did it. They had some of their own teammates doing it for some of their loved ones, too. So it's really nice. You know, obviously, we're here to do a competition, but when you can bring teams in like that to look at the greater good of the night, you know, that's something that's super touching, and you know, those people appreciate that stuff, you know. So
great job. Good job. I like when you think outside the box.
Yeah, I try. I'll run out of ideas here soon enough, but.
All right, looks like you host Central Minnesota Christian on Thursday.
Yep, so it's parent and senior night on Thursday, and then we go to CGB Monday, and then we're done with our regular season.
Is that something?
That is just crazy.
Next year, head coach, it went fast, huh?
It really does, you know. And I mean, it's really an all-year thing when you're really invested. And, you know, it's hard to set up boundaries because you just love, like, I love this sport. But these girls, like, Lacaparle deserves the things that they're doing this
right.
year, you know, so.
And so next week's section will probably start or the following week? Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think the 24th is the first one, and that'll be the piggyback. So,
okay.
With how things are kind of looking for us, I'm thinking we'll play like the 28th or something.
Okay,
so.
Good. Well, congratulations. Clean sweep, I believe, tonight.
Yeah, we're on two, that's a 2-1 for us.
C-Squad, B-Squad one?
Yep,
okay.
C-Squad and B-Squad, and we did that against Dawson, too, so hopefully we can just carry it over. That'd be great.
All right, thanks, Brooklyn, for taking the time
so
on the post-game show with me, and we'll talk to you on the coaches show Saturday.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you.
Head coach Brooklyn Gould of the Lacaparle Valley Eagles. They sweep the Saints tonight, 25-13, 25-21, 25-18. And they'll host Central Minnesota Christian on Thursday. Before we go off there, let's just catch up on that Russell Tyler Ruth and Mineota score. Still tied up 1-1, and Mineota leading. Actually, they just took set three, 25-23. So now the Vikings are up 2-1 on the number one ranked team in the state, RTR. What a battle that is in Tyler tonight. Dawson Boyd, listen to this. The first set, the Blackjacks won 32-30. That's amazing. And they're tied up one set apiece against the Blue Jays. And now Dawson Boyd leading in set three, 12-6. Canby swept Lakeview tonight, 3-0. Hey, next week, Thursday, I'll be in McRae. We're going to have football for you. The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks at McRae, 7 o'clock kickoff. And then I'll be in Dawson on Friday night as the Blackjacks host RCW in volleyball action. So we got a lot of sports yet to come here on Q92. Thanks to Mike Meyer back at the studio for working the board and to all our fine sponsors here on Q92. With that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tyler, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Whitnable Construction, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Lacaparle Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pierce in Dawson, Anita Gall for State Senate, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Lacaparle Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludwigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, and Chris Wodzinski for House. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Great music for Rose and Ravillo, Odessa, and Corral. This is Q92, KLQP-FM.
We shouldn't be together tonight, but here we are. I shouldn't taste the thrill of your kiss here in the dark, 'cause we're not free to be this free or go this far.